This is Islam's holy month of Ramadan, and across this planet, the devout are fasting from dawn until dusk. Most are adults, but many children also observe the fast, and as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, Ramadan can mean different things to different kids.
The sun is setting over Pakistan after another ruthlessly hot summer's day. A multitude of children across this land eagerly awaits this moment. In a couple of minutes, the daily fast that began some 16 hours ago will be over. The boys of this religious seminary, or madrasa, are ready. They're sitting on the floor on either side of a long, thin mat. Spread before them, there are plates of dates, mango, melon, chicken and pakoras, a favourite South Asian snack. About 20 boys are in this room. The youngest is 8. Four or five boys here aren't fasting every day, but the others are, says Maulana Naeem Abbasi. Abbasi's an Islamic cleric and the madrasa's principal. Abbasi asks a very small boy called Naya to stand up. Naya's 9. He's fasting daily. And he's also learned 17 chapters of the Quran by heart, says Abbasi. Upstairs, the small girls of this madrasa are also sitting on the floor in hijabs and tunics, waiting to tuck in. Abbasi says the 7 to 10-year-olds are fasting every other day, voluntarily. For the older girls, it's daily. He says he and his teachers keep a close eye on the kids, adding that Islam allows anyone who falls sick to break the fast. There are prayers. Then the ritual evening meal that ends the Ramadan fast, iftar, begins. The kids are given a drink made from water, sugar, milk, and fruit syrup. They savour this moment, strangely quietly. This madrasa's in the back streets of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Many miles to the west, in Pakistan's religiously conservative city of Peshawar, another boy is fasting every day.
This month is very special.
Samin Awan is 14 and pushing 6 feet tall. He says after 16 hours of fasting, a kid actually doesn't want to eat.
We are not hungry, we are thirsty. It's all about the thirst, it's all about drinking something.
Samin admits he gets a little worried when Ramadan comes around, but
as the month of Ramzan started, we get motivated by our families and we got motivated by our parents. So we don't feel that we are doing such difficult or such a unique thing.
And your friends doing the same thing?
Yep.
And girls as well?
Everybody.
Kids here fast for the occasional day from the age of about 6. Their first fast is celebrated like a birthday. The family gets together. The local mullah comes around, the kids garlanded with flowers and given gifts. Samin fasted for the first time when he was in grade 4. This year, for Samin and his family, Ramadan is a very different experience. 7 months ago, the Taliban invaded his school and massacred 151 people, mostly children. Samin was shot in the stomach. Physically, he's recovered. Emotionally, well, he's working on it.
I have lost my many friends, many teachers, many fellows. So we don't feel any joy or any excitement in our games because we don't have our friends.
He called me around 10:45 or 10:50.
Samin's dad, Tessin, was hundreds of miles away when the attack happened.
He said, "Baba, there is something wrong in our school and I have been hit a bullet. Please do something." And that was the call which changed everything for me and my family.
Tessin's nightmare only eased when he finally reached the hospital many hours later and saw his boy.
He was conscious. He held my hand. He said, "Don't worry, I'll be okay." That was enough for me.
Tessin says this Ramadan, the first since the massacre, has taken on a new spiritual meaning for the family.
It was more emotional for us as compared to all other Ramzans. We can't say thank you to Allah. He has blessed my son with a second life, actually. So we are a bit emotional and praying and a bit excited as well.
This is all about healing. That's not easy. This Ramadan, Samin, who's just 14, remember, is leading the way.
We have to come out of this trauma, no? There is no option with us. Our friends, our families, they are waiting for us, no? They are also waiting for us that we will become normal. We can't become normal, but we have to become normal for our families.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Peshawar. Thank you.